So this is called to order the Design Review Commission. And have a roll call, please.
Ives?
Here.
Ingalls?
Here.
Dodge?
Here.
Lemon?
Here.
McKernan?
Here.
Messina? Pereira?
Here.
Green?
Here.
Excellent. The first item, I guess, is the approval of minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Second.
Moving seconded. Any comment, question, revision?
I just had one comment regarding my statement on bollard lighting. I made a broad statement. We may be using some bollard lighting in that landscape courtyard area, but we also may be doing some building, some lighting on the buildings in lieu of the bollards. We haven't quite gotten there yet as far as that design. It'll be low impact, whatever we do. So. Okay.
And down lighting, of course. So. Acceptable the second.
So I would amend the motion to approve the minutes with the applicant's comments as amended.
Okay. Those in favor? Opposed? Minutes are approved. Are there any comments from non-agenda items today? Address some other issue that quite as a speaker wouldn't be covered. Hearing none, we move on to commissioner comments. Anything from you, gentlemen? It's a very quiet new staff.
We have a new commissioner.
Well, we'd love to do it right now. Yeah. Michael is joining us today for the first time. You heard him, and we're glad to have you. He brings to us some experience from the trade and banking industry, and does some work with green certification, is that correct?
Environmental consultant, internal for the bank.
Yeah, for the banking.
Environmental response.
And your bank affiliation was with
Umpqua Bank.
Umpqua Bank. Interesting for me, because I graduated from Roseburg High School where Umpqua Bank had their first opening.
Yeah, first and first.
Yeah, so kind of fun. Well, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
We really appreciate you joining us and taking the time to be here. So, staff comments.
I do. I just have one comment to make. Just wanted to give you all a heads up that we've got a couple items that will be on our June agenda. We are tentatively looking at June 23rd. If you could pencil that in, we will confirm. U.S. Forest Service has submitted an application for your review of their project. And then the multifamily project across the street, currently Shady Pines, and that's gonna be a multifamily project with, I believe, about 52 units. And then the third item would be on 4th and Reed. That's also a multifamily project in the infill overlay district, and they're going to propose 8 units in that. So you'd have the C-17 guidelines and standards, the infill overlay Midtown, and the infill overlay East. So we'll have a full agenda. We would sure appreciate letting us know if you couldn't attend once we confirm that meeting date. And that's all I have.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And so the C-17 regulations, we all have copies of, I assume. You should go to check and make sure. And we'll have those before us all the time. New business then brings us again to coming in and the applicant for the project at Mullen Avenue. You want to walk us through the...
Well, thank you, Chairman Ives. So this is the second meeting for the applicant, Dennis Cunningham, Active West Builders. The subject is DR-116. The request is for the design and construction of 5 one-bedroom residential units. The location is 926, 930, 934, 936, and 938 East Mullen Avenue. This is the subject property. This is Mullen Avenue and 10th and 10th Place, and it is an infill lot. And again, here's an aerial view of the site off of Mullen. There's a large multi-family structure here, and then I believe 4 units here. We'll give you a little bit of background. So this afternoon, we'd like the Design Review Commission to provide feedback to the applicant and ensure that the proposed structure meets the intent of the infill design overlay east requirements. The commission can provide direction to the applicant. They could also choose to waive that third meeting if they feel that those standards were met and the applicant has provided all the information that they'd like. So there's currently a single-family dwelling unit on that piece of property. And this is what it currently looks like, a little yellow house between the other two structures. And this is a view from Mullen Avenue looking west. And this is the view from the alley access on the rear. On April 14th, 2016, the Design Review Commission reviewed the project generally, and the applicant provided information to the Design Review Commission, and they made the motion to ask them to come back for the second meeting and provide some updates, which they did. So the design guidelines for consideration are as follows, and you all have that in your packet. And I'm going to turn it over to the applicant to talk through this a little bit and provide more information on some of the updates, as well as the landscape plan that they submitted.
I'm going to bounce forward to the landscape plan because it actually has the floor plan on it. A few things that came up at last meeting were screening of the trash containers. And we did that in four different locations. There we go. There's here and here would be for these outer, actually would be for which units, Chris? Ones that don't have access to the courtyard. Yeah, for this these outer units. And then these three garages enter this courtyard and we put trash here and here. And then we're landscaping this with a shield, a hedge shield, so that you can't see into there. That was one concern. I don't think one other issues we really had last meeting.
Well, we just needed to show our planting legend and stuff, which we've done on this drawing here.
Did a rendering of the front, showing the hedge here between the units, also the arbor entrance. The rendering shows this gate open, but there is a secure gate there, so we intend to Pasco protect that courtyard for the occupants. All three front units will be different complementary colors. And then fencing, I believe we're going to use a semi-transparent stain on
cedar stained fencing.
Okay, and if I could add some information, provided a handout to all of you with the infill overlay information with regard to fencing. So solid fencing is not allowed, and this is not a design departure. So I spoke with Hillary about it briefly after Dale and I talked, and we just want to make sure that the Design Review Commission has a discussion with the applicants about what it speaks to, and if fences are used, they must be more visually transparent than opaque when located adjacent to public streets. Staff feels this is adjacent to the public streets, and we want to make sure that it's at least 51% visually transparent. It cannot be a solid fence. So I just wanted to add that information for your discussion.
I think we'd like some input on that. My interpretation when I looked at this, I guess it's based on the definition of adjacent. I think of adjacent as being up against the sidewalk. We're back in line with the buildings. So if I'm mistaken, then I apologize, but we would like some clarity on what you guys want for fences since we are back in line with the buildings.
So prior to the meeting, the planning staff did talk about that, and okay. Abutting would be literally abutting that right away with the property line.
Okay.
This is adjacent in okay. our interpretation.
Okay.
So I have a question. Why do we not allow solid fences when everybody's residential fences seem to be solid?
Well, in the infill overlay district,
is it just a decision?
Yeah, when those regulations were put together to have that transparency.
I mean, it'd be my opinion to question that if you needed to, because, you know.
I think we'd rather have it solid.
Yeah.
I
privacy-wise.
I would concur if it was at the sidewalk. I would
also should be transparent. It's not like we're doing a six-foot-tall fence wall that's solid. It's probably more of a four-and-a-half-foot-tall gated trellis entrance.
Yeah, and you can notice I did show
property line, back on property line, which is 10 foot back of walk.
Well, and in the regulations, it's pretty specific. It says they must be, not could be. So the language really speaks to it being at least 51% transparent. So that's just your discussion to have.
So would that be just the fence that's on the front, so the sides could be solid, I guess?
Probably the returns would qualify under this adjacent definition then for those five-foot side yards.
Yeah, is there a setback on that, Tammy?
No, it can go right on the property as far as fences.
But that return on that fence could be solid?
This guy here and this guy here, yeah.
As it shows in the rendering, right?
Yeah, we showed solid.
So what staff's saying is that...
It has to be 51% transparent on that return.
Anything on the front has to be transparent.
That is staff's interpretation, and we just wanted to report to you that we did have a conversation, and that was our consideration.
So I'm kind of with you. I think this, in my opinion, looks good. If it's a fence right up by the sidewalk, as we see here, I would prefer to see it kind of a wrought iron, open kind of a deal. But since it's from a setback and the building line back, I think it's more appropriate for it to be. So rather than wrestle about what the rule or the standard is, we can go back and look at that and reevaluate that. Their staff could, what if, as a collaborative process, we just agree to call it a departure, but we support the departure because it looks good.
Yeah, that's what I do too.
I have a question for staff then. Is that a design departure or is it a building code ordinance that...
It's one of the guidelines, so it wouldn't be considered to be a departure. It's not in the list for that.
Okay.
But we wanted to let you guys talk about it and make that decision. So is the fence going to be set back 10 feet?
It's right in line with the front of the building. It's not proud towards the sidewalk. It's literally in line with the building.
So how far back is it? 25?
20, right?
20?
It's 10-foot front setback. So we're
10-foot 10 minimum, 20-foot maximum, so you've got that leeway to move it.
So 10 feet back there. And
10 feet of landscaping.
And what we're not showing here is, for clarity, are the giant street trees that we've designed this project around to keep, because they're an important element for us. So
right. Right
there.
There's three huge trees out
there. And they're so large, just, I mean, you know, you won't even hardly see the side of the fence, but... Regardless, the fence was right in line there with the building that you guys can see there.
Yeah, you can see the fence right here.
At our last meeting, we spoke about the concept of the fence being a security factor. And so that's in line with the solid doors, like the solid gate.
Keypad thing. We really don't want people walking by staring in the courtyard.
Okay. Yeah. And then the ones that open to the alley where the trash are, those, is the trash have a gate there or covered? How is the
back? That's solid back there as well. Okay. Yes, a gate, yeah.
So how do we even do that if it's a staff deal?
Well, it's actually ultimately your decision to make.
So I think, Jeff, if the consensus of the commission is that we are
fine
accepting,
solid.
Fine with this, we could either, you know, wrap a condition around this perhaps, or, you know, the fencing closer to the sidewalk, 10 feet has to be transparent. The one that's depicted in the sketch is fine. So.
Okay.
What will be the gate at where the arbor is?
Just past that, as you're walking into the project, in line with the building. And that was actually, that brought up another question, is can that arbor be in that 10-foot setback? I think we're okay with that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's a landscape feature.
And that'll be a slatted gate, though, that enters into the courtyard?
It'd be solid.
Okay, that'd be solid also.
Stained wood fence there.
Okay.
We don't want it to be big and tall, so it'll be less than 6 feet, more like 4.5, maybe 5 feet.
It's secure.
It's secure as in a walking by scenario instead of standing in front of.
Is the, are we done with that topic, do you think? Fence. Is the trash picked up on Mullen? Is that how you're going to get all that?
It's in the alley.
It's off the alley.
Oh, it's off the alley.
Individual cans and
How do you, oh, okay. So whoever has that trash inside the courtyard fence area will haul it back through their garage?
Garage, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
We decided to do this because, I mean, a dumpster scenario here just gets really messy.
Is a room.
And we would have had to mess with, you know, we wanted our side yard setbacks at 5 feet. We could have gone down from that, but we didn't, so.
So there's a place to set the trash in the alley without it getting whacked by cars going by?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
So are we on our list here? Are we on that list? Is that what we're doing, Tammy?
Well, I think the commission can continue talking about it or close that and move on.
Are we content with the fences?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's move on then. So we've got the general landscaping, screening parking lots, screening trash, lighting intensity you've referred to already, which is good. No rooftop mechanicals already?
No. We do have a curb cut out front, probably about 4 or 5 feet for our water line that we have to bring in. But that's all. We've got the sewers off the alley, which will be paved when we're done. So we do have a curb cut in the front on Mullen there to bring in the water service, which will repair to the standards.
So back to the mechanical, you're going to use those split systems? Are you going to screen those at all, or just mount them on the wall?
They'll be on the ground screened.
Okay.
Either with landscaping or something, but they're not a rooftop unit. And they're not a river stone or carpet thing.
They're hanging all over the place down there. That's wild.
No, those are actually pretty quiet, so
yeah.
That's good.
And lighting is just residential style lighting.
Pardon
me? I don't see any lights on the buildings other than just like
just outside the doors.
Yeah.
Like that,
yeah.
Probably some landscape lights.
Reminds me of the Sunset Magazine. 1950, sorry guys.
Dennis likes his contemporary.
They're pretty contemporary. Any skylights or anything? No?
Maybe some solar tubes possibly, but yeah. That would be the extent of that. The parking lot landscaping, our parking is off the alley, and so we were intending to do it back there. The grand scale trees remain, so we're good there.
Are those the one that are in front of the yellow?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are actually considered to be straight trees.
Yeah.
So, and they are going to remain?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you have any concerns with those during construction, contact Katie Kosanke in the Parks Department.
Yeah, I've got all her stuff.
Willing to get out on site and give us some feedback if necessary.
I had a question on identity elements. What is that referring to exactly?
It's kind of a commercial application, probably.
It's more applicable to down. If you're going to have a commercial thing and rent the news, you might want to hang a kayak from the signage, for example. And then you talk about other people.
So kind of an NA thing here?
Yeah, it's not necessarily relevant, I think, in your project.
And then we just talked about the fences below that. We don't have any walls next to sidewalks. Curbside planting strip. Now, we do have that where the trees are at. Mm-hmm. We weren't going to do anything there except maybe some sod because that root mass is pretty heavy in there. I think an arborist would have a little heartburn if we went in there and started whacking on that.
So you'll have irrigation in there.
Mm-hmm, yep.
The project's on both sides of the project. I've dealt with that issue so you can see some of the things that have worked and some of the things that haven't worked, honestly, in that opinion. No matter what you're putting in, the maple trees are going to grow out.
We don't have any unique historic features other than the trees and this Centennial Trail on our frontage, but nothing regarding the building there. Our entrance, primary entrances are off of Mullen for walk-up and then off the alley for drive-up. You can kind of kind of see our orientation to the street. Any questions about that? You guys like that?
I think the entrance works.
Okay.
I think we're troubles about it.
We don't really have any blank walls. Everything has got either windows, siding, both. And we don't want the big blank walls, so I think it's good there.
I'll try to minimize that. The mass of this second floor, I turned that roof so that it didn't appear too bulky from the street.
Do you want to provide a little information on the materials that you brought to?
Sure. Now, this is a cementitious trim that we use for our corner boards, fascia, just all the trim around the building, and it comes in different widths. This is what I have available. We use some this wide, and we use some a little wider and a little narrower. We'll pass that around. Sorry about the condition of this. It's the best one I could find, but this is what we call smooth. This is James Hardy lap siding, which you can see there, and it's also, you can be used vertically. It'll be painted and smooth. This is more to show its texture and smoothness. I don't know if you want me to pass this around.
Yeah.
So this is our intent for our siding.
And the fencing as well?
Fencing is going to be stained cedar.
Okay.
And I didn't bring a sample of that. We kind of show it painted there, but so I want to clarify that. And then this is the stone at the columns that we're going to use for our stone products. You guys are probably familiar with this. That's at our front columns there. And then it's a three-tab, 40-year shaped roof. You've all seen those asphalting roof. And this is going to be a dry stack, just kind of like you see right here. So, meaning no grouted joints.
Is that metal going up the side there? The vertical? What is that vertical side?
It'll be a James Hardy panel.
Like kind of a blend back up.
Yeah, toward that.
Yeah. How about gutters and downspouts or dry wells? Is everything just drain off on the?
We have a dry well located in the courtyard. It's not shown here, but I did. We do have it on our civil drawing that we're going to be submitting. It's, if you look at our landscape plan, it's towards the alley, kind of where that symbol A grass area, yeah, right over in there. We got a small single barrel dry well. We actually weren't even required to put it in, but we want to put it in for drainage and keep things dry. And we are going to do gutters, downspouts. Otherwise, this courtyard area lends itself to be soggy.
Mm-hmm.
So. The integration of signs with architecture. We don't really have any signage. We're not going to put a sign out front that advertises the buildings. They're going to be individually addressed with an architecturally pleasing signage.
Well, each unit has its own separate address.
Yeah. So I think I've touched on these here.
Yeah, thank you.
Question, if I could, and it may be a little bit askew to the standards. I don't know that we would use this as a decision point. I think it's not real, again, not germane to the standards per se, but someone, one of the neighbors at the last meeting asked a question about window placement. I don't think window placement for privacy, and don't really want to see a second story window looking down into, you know, my bedroom window or whatnot. And I think you said you'd go off and take a look at that. And again, I don't know, for the record, it's really not a decision point for us. It's really not a design element per se. But maybe you want to touch on that. And as you do, we don't have a second floor plan here. I don't see a second floor plan. I'm just curious if your one bedroom units, and it shows in the second story bigger unit. It's just a bedroom, I think, on the first floor. So what's up on the second floor? Where are the windows? And again, I'm asking that sort of out of curiosity to kind of close the record. I don't know if we can demand those are a certain wire, certain size, whatever.
Sure. The in your packet, but I didn't see it up here as a slide, is the east elevation. And it's page 7 of the, close the back. Kind of shows where that upper floor is, and it essentially is over the top of this living space, and that's it. So kitchen, living room, so the staircase comes up here, so it's just a box over that, plus the space over the stairway, so for ceiling height.
It's not a bonus room, is that like a bonus?
It's like a loft, or yeah, just
studio.
Studio area.
Yeah. Studio, that's why we wanted to let some light in there.
Yeah, and so we have one window, and it's essentially right over the top of that window, facing east, the same thing facing west, and Chris did visit the site and it does not line up with the gentleman that is here.
Yeah, I told him I'd go look at that and I did that.
Thank you.
I think he'd be happy. Yeah.
Thank you. I think you've done a great job. In my opinion, it looks good, it fits well. As much as I hate to see the historic yellow pig go away.
It's beyond lipstick, so.
I would welcome, for me, I'd welcome this in my neighborhood, but that's not the point. I think you've met the standard, certainly. Throw the notion out to the others of whether my sense is that I am in the comfort zone.
We did have several people signed in as members of the public. No one marked the yes column as wanting to make any kind of comment, but I certainly want, as long as you've taken the time to join us here today, extend the opportunity to do so after you've heard the comments made thus far. Anyone care to respond and talk further?
Sure. I'm ready to get late. I was the one who made the comment about the window, so I appreciate addressing that. So you say it doesn't line up. I'm just curious how it's hard for me to visualize.
Sure, it's not up here. It's in the packet. I'll show you mine.
Yeah, I just basically know how deep the garages are. And I started right on the alley. And I just paste it off and then look up and it's not lined up with essentially the upper floor window.
So it's not lining up, you mean
vertical? Straight across where you're going to be line of sight by looking right in. So or then looking in on you.
I mean, window is all the way down. I mean, I'm just curious.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I can reach out there maybe and show you what I'm talking about.
For this project. I just want you to know that I think it's excellent. I know I'm worked with his wife at Windermere, and everything they do is top notch. So I don't have any concerns other than that. I just figured it'd be just as good for them as us if we don't like it.
Yeah,
know,
really. Right
into somebody's bedroom. Yeah.
But I do appreciate you Rimmerton bringing it up, and thank you. Okay.
Yes, would you introduce yourself, please, for the record?
This is Lane, and I live at Trail Bench. My only question was about the alley isn't paved in the area where this is. Would you be paving the alley?
Yeah, the planning department's requiring that.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank the planning department.
Engineering maybe is one of them.
Yeah. Never miss a chance that way, do you? Yes, would you introduce yourself?
I did not get to sign in. I apologize. I was late on. We have Sim Snyder, I live at 818 Front, and I'm here representing the East Lowland Historic Neighborhood Association. And so we're just very interested, of course, in any projects that are affect the historic nature of the neighborhood. And so they just asked me to be a representative here today. So that's why I'm here. And I didn't get to sign in. And we were also led to believe there was no public comments. That could be why nobody said yes. So thank you very much for letting us comment.
For the information to take back to your group, we always have comments available first on any non-agenda items. So if there's something you're, please bring in your chime, bring it to us, and we'll be happy to hear you for 3 minutes or so. And then on any given project, we're always going to have a chance to have sign-in sheets and comment for the public.
We're very interested in what's going on in the neighborhood. As you know, pre-2008, there was a lot of projected projects that did not fit in. This is my own, just my own personal opinion. I think this fits in very well with the neighborhood. It's not too tall. They're keeping the siding similar to this around the neighborhood. So, you know, as far as the neighborhood, we love to see these type of projects coming in and replace what's there now.
Okay. So,
did you come in late?
I did.
So,
I have to sign up here.
So on that topic, staff mentioned that there is a project that is coming in the area. Maybe you want to go over that again and the dates?
I thought I would get her information and talk with her before she leaves and make sure we have her on the list to mail to.
You know, I'm just going to say, when I'll do the mailing, and you guys are on the list for the next three design review. I've got your list. So,
Joe and Lynn Morris.
Yeah, you'll be set.
We share the information amongst all of us. So.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for your comments. Commissioners?
I think we just pick up where John was. I think we moved to ignore or not ignore, but
waive
the third meeting is what my recommendation. I think John's going there.
I think John, you have before I just change. I'm sorry.
No, I apologize for that. I apologize for the jump start, but my sense is that we're all pretty.
Yeah, I think it's a good project. Thank you. It'll be nice.
Make a motion.
I motion to waive the third meeting.
There
we go. Moved and seconded, we waive a third hearing and proceed with the project as presented before us today. Any discussion of that motion?
Do we need to discuss the fence?
No, you can. If you decide to approve the project, you could just approve it as proposed, or if you have a special condition or anything you'd like to add to that motion of approval.
I retract the question.
Thank you. Always make it simple. Hearing no further comment, those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you so much for sharing with us, and we appreciate your involvement.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks for your time.
Those of you in the public who take the time to come and join us, we appreciate that as well.
So we will need the record of decision.
So we'll do the record of decision now. That starts on page number.
Are we good again here, or do we stick around here?
No, you're fine.
You can go if you like. You're welcome to stay if you choose. You promised not to talk about your back.
So you'll have a finding sheet here, and it's right after. It's the beginning of the findings.
Yep. Findings, page one.
Volunteer to do the record of decision?
You can go through that list again?
Yes, or depending on what you want to do, you could, you know, adopt them, the ones that are applicable, or whatever you'd like to go through.
Am I allowed to do that?
One of the commission members is the chair.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mike. Someone has to speak.
I'll muddle through it. You
always do such a good job.
Yeah.
So if we adopt what is here on page one as a record of decision without me reading the entire thing, that being part of the record, with the comment that we have looked at all of the applicable design guidelines, general landscaping is per standard. screening of parking lots, I think, is an NA because it really isn't a parking lot. Screening of trash areas has been handled per the standard. Lighting intensity is per standard. There is no rooftop mechanical equipment. That's an NA. The one curb cut is acceptable per standard. Parking lot landscape, again, is really an NA. There's no parking lot. Location of parking is inside and enclosed. Kind of an NA there. Grand scale trees will remain. Identity elements, as the chairman pointed out, is really kind of an NA. Fences next to sidewalk, we discussed that there wouldn't be any immediately there, that this fencing would be per the graphics that we see here, and they would be from the building line back and solid. No walls next to sidewalks per standard. Planting strips per the design standards. We talked about unique historical features. The only thing that's sort of applicable are the trees, which are going to stay. Entrance is per standard, and we described the particulars of the, what do you call it, an arbor? With a solid wall. Orientation to the street is per the standards, facing the street. Treatment of blank walls is per standards in that there are really no blank walls requiring treatment. Integration of signs and architecture is this residential thing, kind of an NA, more applicable to businesses and such, as would be the case with the creative individuality of science, the last one. So that's the standards. And so as a final decision, as it's written here, motion to approve.
Wait for third hearing.
Then wait for third hearing.
Motion by Ingalls, second by?
Second.
Dodge. Those, well, I guess we need to do a roll call for the vote, don't we? Okay, so let's have a roll call, please.
Ingalls?
Yes.
Lemon?
Yes.
Green?
Yes.
Pereira?
Yes.
McKernan?
Yes.
Dodge?
Yep.
Okay. And we now have only one additional motion before us.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. And all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Walk the board, Mike. Sounds like we got some fun ones coming up.
Yeah, we've got some.
Yeah, they're not always this fun.
No.
Yeah, what's the one coming?
So we have, let's see, U.S. Forest Service has a project off of Kathleen Avenue. They want to build a new building and a warehouse. That went through annexation and the PUD. Now they need to come to us. It's over 5 acres. That's C-17.